Right now, it is time for someone who walked to school in the wintertime and in the summertime.
With newspaper for shoes.
When it was hot or cold or not. It's time for Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Not that old.
Hey.
Nor I, said the goose.
Hey.
But I went to school in New York City, and they made us stay till the last day of June.
It was the last day. It was that way up here. We always had to walk up the road to the school bus stop. It was about, I want to say, maybe a quarter of a mile. When it was bad weather, my mother would drive us up and stuff
we
like
had
that.
To take the city
but bad,
bus
but
to
bad
school.
Weather was heavy rain and heavy snow. Mm. Other than that, we walked up to there, and then we got on the very hot school bus and rode home and back to school and stuff like that.
I'm going more with Ruth, who went to school in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the snow days were an anachronism.
No,
they did not exist.
They did not exist. You never had a snow day.
You have hot air days.
Yeah, amazing.
They should have those in Washington D.C.
Yes.
Anyway,
here we are.
Yeah.
And we have. Well, we almost have a new assistant principal at the high school. Steve Sheeby from Burlington has been named, but not approved by the board yet. they are holding a meeting tonight to do that. But
Steve, I urge you to Google Region 1.
they had a reception for him, and we announced it. The board has to put its stamp of approval on it tonight. So there is a special meeting at 5:30 to do that. Everyone knows, Ian Strever is moving from that position to the principalship, and Jose Martinez is moving on, retiring, and they did give Jose the faculty held a reception for him, and there is a bench in his honor out in the courtyard now, which was very nice.
All right, so.
And onward and upward, we have...
Pretty quiet week.
We have a very quiet week.
I think one board meeting coming up this week. I'm not sure which one it is.
Yeah. We have the Housatonic Awards night on Wednesday and graduation at 6:30 on Thursday.
Okay, well, the Region 1 Board of Education has their special meeting tonight at 5:30.
Yes.
And that's obviously
to approve him.
Yeah. But other than that, it's a pretty quiet week.
It is quiet. Yes, there's not much going on, and so we'll be out there finding stuff. But so we had Mr. Sheeby named, and we had a mental health first aid program at GEAR this week, which was very interesting, giving people ways to, just the public, ways to deal with people they think are having issues with mental health, and it was quite interesting. There was a meeting in Kent. We have a lot of business changes going on, lots of movement of businesses and change of uses, and we're moving on down here quite a bit.
And Kent's going to be getting a new radio station, which is WHDD. We're going to be adding a new signal at 97.5 FM.
That's great.
In Kent sometime in the next month or so. We're waiting for one more small piece of tower approval.
Great.
Unbelievable.
I think that's wonderful. I suddenly had a heart. I was like, Kent's getting a new radio station?
It's going to be a Robin Hood radio.
It's going to be a Robin Hood radio. Anyway, 97.5, it'll be great.
Kent also does have a meeting tomorrow night on the grading system. It's sort of been not hidden, but kept quiet, and parents will have an opportunity to hear what the grading system will be at Kent Center next year. Kent did not go along fully with the region this year on all aspects of that grading system, so parents are anxious to hear what will be implemented next year, and I think they're expecting a big crowd tomorrow night.
Yeah, because they will, after they hear it, they are going to be allowed to ask questions, from what
yes.
I hear.
Yeah, so... I was up at Lone Oak this weekend. They had their Wishes on Wheels, which is a fabulous, it's a motorcycle run, and they ride, and they go through the countryside and biggest one ever. They had 51 riders, and all the money goes for to Make-A-Wish for children. And that's always Lone Oak does a very nice job with raising funds for various community and national charities. We have lots of scholarship winners. We have awards, as we said, awards night, mostly focused on school this week because it is the last week of the school year, and there will be some changes next year. We have lots of new principals coming in, and stay tuned. It's going to be interesting.
It's really interesting they're going to have awards night. They still haven't really figured out how they're going to do the
NYPs.
NYPs, yeah, unbelievable.
And I guess there's going to have the two-week summer school to help kids who do have still have NYPs get grades instead. So it's going to be a busy summer.
And but none of this affects college, right?
I'm not sure. That question has been asked at many meetings. You know, what does an NYP translate to on a transcript? But I'm not quite sure. Then I've heard that NYPs are only put in for core subjects. And so if it's not a course or a state-mandated course, then it doesn't really affect the grades. There's a lot to this that's kind of...
The communications department needs work, unlike one that springs to mind.
Well,
it's like, how are you supposed to know?
We have kids graduating. I assume they have passed everything they need to pass before walking, but we'll see.
One would assume. We remind people also on Thursday at the VFW in North Canaan, they have their Thursday night concerts this weekend. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, the Cranford Club has their Sunday concerts at the Doughboy.
It's great. And
they're both free, and you can just go and have a good time.
It's wonderful. The concerts are great. And the Sharon concert?
That starts up next week.
Mm-hmm.
That starts up next week.
Wednesday night. There's plenty of music to enjoy.
Starting the 27th, yeah.
And you guys can just walk across the street and listen.
That's right. I can actually sit in here and listen.
That's true. You can open the door.
All right.
So lots going on. Summer is starting, lots of activities, and... But I have a feeling we'll still be talking about school during the summer.
Oh, I got a feeling. Ruth, our feeling is joint at the hips.
Yes. Oh, and I'm on my way this morning to Sharon Center. They're having Slide into Summer. They're having a big slide, and it's representative of kids not sliding back into, not reading and things over the summer. They're promoting reading and everything, and they're having a big program this morning. So here we go.
All right, Ruth. We'll speak to you next week.
Very good. Talk to you later.
Take
have
care.
A good time. And stay warm.
Oh, yeah.
Let's stay warm. Yeah. You will stay warm.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that is Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report.